I have to make a standing announcement every single Sunday night. I did it just last night. God did not tell you to lay hands on me and pray over me. I have to do that all the time because I let my guard down a few times and we had some witches come in, lay hands on me and pray. And I'm telling you, it rocked my world. I'm telling you, witchcraft is real in the spirit realm. You better be able to see that stuff. And I mean, I got sick. It messed my flesh up. I was having nightmares and I'm like, what in the world?
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
This is what Kenny is doing. He's like, when you put the stovepipe in the manifold and then the angels come down through the cirrus, you are getting into the loposphere and the troposphere. You understand it?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I am Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. So, you know, my mom lives over at this, like,
Shady Pines.
Shady Pines Retirement Village. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not a medical facility. It's just a place where older folks gather and they get a little extra help. And they get all their meals for them and they get games and prizes and, you know, all kind of stuff. It's like a cruise ship
yeah,
sitting
exactly
in the same place.
Uh-huh.
But it's a really nice place. I mean, we make sure my mom is taken care of. And so my mom, this is the second place she's been in. And the first place that she was been in, she'd call me up and she'd be like, "Hi, Brian." And I'd be like, "Hi, Mom."
"Hi, almost. Well, I got in a big fight today."
And I was like, "You got in a big fight?"
"Yeah."
"Where?"
"Well, you know Judy from Toledo?"
"Yes, Mom, you don't have to tell me where they're from."
"Okay, well, Judy from Toledo and Bob from Iowa were talking about something, but Bob wouldn't shut his mouth when he was eating the food. He was like..." And I just got so annoyed, I told him, "Shut the fuck up."
And I was like, "Whoa, Mom.
I can't take it. It drives me crazy."
And I'm like, "Mom, you can't just be yelling at people in the dining room because they're making noises. Like, you know, older people are older people." She's one of the younger people in there. But she's like, I'm like, "Older people are older people, Mom. You know, there's some full-grown ass men that I know how to chew their mouth when they close their mouth when they chew."
Mm-hmm.
"Is it obnoxious? Yes. Do I hate the sound? Absolutely. Is it something that drives me crazy? No, I just ignore it, you know?"
Yeah.
But my mom doesn't
Pick
have
your
that
battles.
Ability. Pick your battles in life. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out which hill to die on. I often say this about marriage. I'm smarter.
Yes.
I'm better. I'm lean and mean marriage machine. Why? Because I learn which hills I want to die on.
Mm-hmm.
My first marriage, every hill I wanted to die on.
Mm-hmm.
Every hill I had to be right. And to be fair, both of us did, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably why it didn't work out.
Yeah. That's why you're not together.
Lovely human being and you know, and I am too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I said, "Mom, you got to stop this."
"I know, but I can't do it. It's everybody so annoying in there. They're chop, 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 chop. And they sneeze and they don't cover their mouths. And da, da, da."
I'm like, "Mom, just ignore it. Just ignore it. Just eat what you want to eat. Ignore it. Leave it alone. Don't worry about it."
"I can't. It literally gets in my head. It gets in my ears. And I can't get it out of my head."
So she's been in multiple little, let's call them incursions, over at the Shady Pines.
Squabbles.
Yeah. Like, and I mean, one time a guy threw a pot of coffee on my mom.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Threw a pot of coffee on my mom.
Wow. She really pissed somebody off.
This guy apparently was unhinged anyway.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, well.
But there was, like, the police were almost called on this whole situation. I wanted the police called, but it ended up that cooler
That's
heads
crazy.
Prevailed. But it was just like a nasty situation. So I'm like, I can't understand for the life of me why my mom gets so upset at these noises that these people are making. But then I read this interesting article today, and I'd like to share it with you.
Okay.
1 in 5 people have misophonia, which sounds like a phony disease in and of itself, but let's move on. If you've ever had a visceral reaction to certain sounds such as sniffing, coughing, slurping, you might have misophonia. You're far from the only one. A new study published in the PLOS One journal shows that nearly 1 in 5 people in the UK are affected by misophonia. Researchers gave 772 people a questionnaire to understand the intensity and complexity of misophonia, judging noise triggers and reactions. The participants expressed were the general population. What is misophonia? It's the experience of misophonia is more than just being annoyed by a sound. Misophonia can cause feelings of helplessness and being trapped when people can't get away from unpleasant noises.
Mm.
1 in 5 people have this. Do you have a particular sound that you could not sit there and listen to without getting upset?
No, I don't think so.
I do. It's the commercial break. Set up a first 15 minutes of the show just to set up that joke. No, I
don't know. I mean, maybe if somebody's incessantly coughing.
Yeah, incessantly coughing. You know what?
I apologize whenever. I mean, I very rarely get sick, knock on wood here. But if I do have like a bad cough, I mean, I apologize all the time. I'm like, I'm so sorry. This is annoying me.
You have to. Yeah.
It's got to be annoying you.
I could think of one. And that one that I thought of was dogs panting.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not talking about like after a dog runs. I'm talking about when they open up their mouth and they breathe.
They're alive?
Drives me fucking crazy! They're alive. But they're, like Blue, sometimes she's perfectly fine. She's, you know, whatever. But then she opens up her mouth. But it's loud and it can go on for hours.
Oh.
And if it goes on for more than about 5 minutes and no other noise is in the room,
yeah.
I can get really irritated real quick.
That's when you put in your AirPods.
Yeah, that's when I put in my AirPods. Well, I always have my AirPods in. It's called son number one and daughter number two. Those two are never stop talking to me. So I really think I do have this in a very contained version. Like I'm not throwing a pot of hot coffee
that's
on
good.
My dogs. You know, I just took Nico to the doctor and sent him off to the pasture. He was sick. So I think that I might have a bit of this. And now I think I have some understanding as to why mom has such a hard time with some of these noises. I think she might have this and it's causing her to feel trapped and helpless, even though she doesn't understand what's going on. Yeah, can't stand it. So I'm going to get my mom a pair of earmuffs and I just want her to wear them down to the... I'm going to get her an iPod with just the commercial break on it. Just play it and repeat. Yeah. I'm going to get my mom some earmuffs, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's a, like, right? Like, get her some earplugs she can put in when people are eating.
Sure.
So she doesn't get so annoyed and upset by everybody.
Yes. That's one way.
There's got to be a way to cure this. Like, you know, besides earplugs, Xanax, some medication.
Yeah, I was going to say medication.
Yeah. Like, that, you know, what is that medication everybody's using now? Like, off-label? Ozempic. Or Wegovy, whatever they call it. And everybody's using it for dieting and having
weight loss.
Horrible the runs for days on end and throwing up every meal and passing out in places. But it's worth it because I lost 6 pounds.
Yeah.
And there's got to be like an off-label medication that can cure. You know what? Maybe it's prayer. Maybe prayer is what cures this.
Well, meditation, prayer.
Meditation, yeah. Prayer. Mm-hmm. Prayer is a form of meditation,
I
think.
It is.
Yeah, yep. I think it is. So one lady on TikTok has been running around claiming that she lost 4 of her toes in an accident. And if she had some kind of accident, it was a horrible accident. I want to diminish the accident. I don't even want to talk about, like, I don't get into the particular details
of it. Was it a car?
No, it was worse than that. Yeah, no, it was worse than that.
Okay.
But she had some damage and they had to, like, her toes were all gone, basically.
Ugh, gosh.
She is now claiming that in one night of prayer, intense prayer, that her toes have returned.
Oh.
And she's posting pictures of it on the internet.
They're like growing?
No,
growing back?
They're all the way back.
Oh, they just returned overnight?
Miraculously. They returned overnight. And
that's
so,
what prayer will do for you.
Yeah, now this is being like repeated and repeated on the internet, this story of prayer. This again goes to
growing
show you
toes.
Growing toes. This goes to show you that these prosperity preachers are right.
Exactly.
They could probably get rid of your misophonia. Mm-hmm. They could certainly grow back your toes.
Yep.
And they could probably make you terribly rich.
Yeah.
Terribly rich.
Well, you just take what's yours.
Yeah, you just take what's
just
yours.
Take it.
Just claim it.
Just claim it.
Mm-hmm. Because if we know one thing about these preachers that are preaching the prosperity gospel, like Joel Osteen and our good friend Kenny Copeland and a couple others we've reviewed. If we know one thing, it's that they had those people sitting out there in the pews, the thousands and thousands of people and the people watching them on TV, their lives are so much financially better off for having done that. I mean, so much better off, Chrissy. Basically, everyone who walks in to Joel Osteen's house of prayer,
boom,
billionaire instantly.
Yeah.
You know, there's like,
you have to give it away to get it back.
Yeah, that's right. You have to give all of it away. Including your 1992 Honda Celica. which is what we reviewed a couple of a couple of months ago. We reviewed a guy who claimed he didn't have anything, so he gave them the keys to his 1992 Honda Celica. This is like 2008, by the way. I think he was basically looking for a place to dump his toxic.
He was looking for a tax write off.
Yeah, he was looking for a tax write off or a way a way to get away from the. Fucking EPA who was going to come and take that car away.
Or he had done a crime in that car and needed to get rid of it quick.
Yeah, that's true. Nothing like taking the murder car, given it's Joel Osteen. So he gave this car away, and then he's a multimillionaire with his own business, and it's all because he gave this car away. And started,
I mean, it's true if people just say it.
If you just say it out loud, it makes it true. If it happens to one out of 1 million people, it's true for everybody.
Exactly.
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Now I believe in the power of positivity. I meditate, and I think that's prayer. I'm not busting on the religion. If you are into it, cool. If it makes you a better person, cool. If your form of meditation is prayer, cool. What I don't like, what we don't care for, and what I think is fair game, is people who are asking for your money under the guise of biblical passages. That is fucked up to me.
Yeah.
Way fucked up. So we talked about this a couple episodes ago. Did you know that Joel Osteen makes $54 million a year? That's what he's paid by his church for his services. $54 million.
It's the going rate.
70,000 square foot house. 70,000 square foot house.
He's like so typical Righteous Gemstones. I can't wait till that show comes back on HBO. By the way, it's so good.
I wish they would just have one of these preachers on for real. Like, I wish Jim Baker or one of these guys would just like play himself or herself in this. I would love that. That would be brilliant. One of the biggest frauds in television buffoonery, in my opinion, our opinion. And the very first breakdown, video clip breakdown that we ever did was Kenny Copeland.
Oh, yeah.
Kenneth Copeland, who claimed to have blown away the coronavirus by
and
prank
his plane.
Call.
Well, and then his plane.
Oh, he blew away a tornado with his plane.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I told my boys, I said, look at that. Look at there. Blow it away. Be gone with you, tornado. Be gone. Bunch of dipshits. Kenny Copeland is, of course, the prosperity preacher of prosperity preachers. He's been some of these. What was that? Inside Edition.
I mean, he's having prosperity.
Oh, yeah. No problems with him. He's walking with the Lord every morning in his robe made of literal gold.
Gold leaf.
Yeah. While you live in your trailer drinking Faygo, wondering how you're going to pay the mortgage. He was cornered by Inside Edition.
No way.
For remember this, we reviewed this buying Tyler Perry's $120 million private plane, and he laughed at this reporter because this is what he said. I wish I had this clip. I should have thought about this a little bit more, but he laughs and he says, "Well, you know, Tyler's such a godly man. He made me an offer. I couldn't refuse. He gave it to me so cheap. So now he has not one, not two, not three, four separate private planes for the Kenneth Copeland Ministries because he needs to be
scoot around.
That's right. And when someone asked him one time why you needed to fly privately, why couldn't you just fly with everybody else? He said that
have one plane.
Have one. One. Chrissy and I would take one plane. I would take a 1992 Honda Celica. With some wings attached to it. And I try and go fast enough out of my driveway to get a little lift. You know what I'm saying?
We can go down to the Peachtree to Cab Airport.
That's right.
Clear for landing.
Cleared for landing. I just see the little Celica with like cardboard wings on it. And you and I are outside coffee. I gotta pop the clutch! Pop the clutch!
TCB 2120. Line up and wait.
TCB 21 whatever. We got a little problem with one of our wings. We're gonna tape it up and we'll be ready to go.
Did you say tape? Tape. TCB 2020.
Tape. That's right. Tape.
Okay. Just stand by for a few seconds while we all get a better view. We've got the fire department waiting halfway down the runway.
You know, usually when there's an accident, like the fire department will be waiting for somebody. Yeah. They have an emergency. Yep. Yeah. I can see them like calling the fire department before we even get out of the gate.
We're going to have the fire engine follow you down. So sorry. The fire engine's going much faster than you, so we're going to have them slow down a little bit.
Pow! It's like a backfire. Yeah.
And then it gets up to 25, and the wings just tear off, and we go sliding into the ditch. I would take that plane. But Kenny has a 25-seat fucking whatever it is, you know, Bombardier, layer jet, whatever it is. Honestly, this is just, it's gotten ridiculous, guys. It's gotten ridiculous. I say anybody who's giving to these guys are making them incredibly wealthy while you are just poor for having done that. You could pray along with them.
Yeah.
You know, if you can afford to tithe and that's what you choose to do, okay, tithe. Stop giving these guys airplanes. Stop giving these guys 70,000 square foot. What human being needs 70,000 square feet under roof?
Mm-mm.
I have 12 children, 12 to 14 children.
He lost count.
I have 12 to 14 children, and I could fit, you know, 10 of my houses inside, 12 of my, 15 of my houses inside of one of Joel Osteen's properties. It's getting ridiculous. But let us take a moment.
Or even if you want to give the money, I have this to say, give the money, but then I don't want those guys to use it for their own personal, like give it to, pass it on to charities.
That's right.
To help society.
That's right. Do something good with it. Joel Osteen is the motherfucker who closed the doors when Houston flooded. Yeah. He closed the fucking doors and said that people couldn't go sleep in there or take shelter in there. That's awful.
What's the point?
It's awful.
Like, that seems counterintuitive.
Yeah.
To what you're preaching.
It's antithetical to the Jesus Christ spirit, which I firmly believe in. Not Jesus Christ as our Savior, our Lord, but the Jesus Christ spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a pretty fucking cool story that we should all be paying attention to a little bit more than less right now. And Joel fucking Osteen, the guy who's, you know, the face of Jesus, of, you know, New Age Christianity in America in since 2000, that guy couldn't even be bothered to let people take a sleeping bag and sleep in the hallways of his church. God forbid his carpet get ruined.
Yeah.
So he can't take an extra million out of his $54 million to get the carpet replaced in his incredibly ridiculously large church with television cameras, lighting, and fireworks. Fucking crazy. But let us all settle down. Let us give a chance. Let us give them a chance to explain why prosperity preaching makes sense. So let's listen to one of our favorites, Kenny Copeland, talking about the laws of prosperity. TCB. Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view The Commercial Break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/The Commercial Break to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at The Commercial Break and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Now, this video is very long. We're not going to have a chance to cover it all. We'll have a chance to cover just the first few minutes because we can't stop talking over everybody. Yeah. But I just wanted to share that at some point we'll have to press stop, but maybe we'll get back to it.
Okay.
Okay. Here's Kenny. Oh, wait. Hold on one second. I forgot to do everything that I always do, which is Chrissy, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. What happened to that, Brian? What are you doing? You're losing. You're slipping.
We got caught up in Kenny.
You're that little train that couldn't. Sliding back down the hill. Ken Dog. K-Dog. What's up, K-Dog? Do me a favor. Can you blow my small penis away? I can't stop laughing. All right, here we go. Let's do it again.
Let's receive our evening offering. I want to...
Let's receive our evening offering. I'm going to take my willy hoo-hoo out, put it right here on the pulpit. And you all, everyone in the audience, to bend over while I give you your offering.
Teach you some things tonight that have to do with the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
Do you have to say it like that? Yes. I guess you have to say it like that.
Yes, that's how.
That have to do.
That have to do.
With the kingdom of God.
The kingdom of God. And one of them is my airplane. Hey, you follow me? Praise Jesus! Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good.
That's so good.
Oh, that's so good.
At Luke chapter 8, to begin with.
Oh, I love when they break out the passages.
Oh, yeah, you have to. Yeah, you got to back it up.
Yep. They are packed in there like sardines.
He's rolling up his sleeves.
Oh, yeah, he's rolling up his sleeves. Yep. By the way, that suit costs more than this entire studio. Yeah. They are packed in there tight, aren't they? Uh-huh. You think that's for the camera angle? Probably.
Yeah.
Verse 1, it came to pass afterward that he, Jesus, went throughout every city and village, preaching, showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God.
Speed it up, Kenny.
Yeah, come on, Kenny. Let's get through it. We all know it, the kingdom and the tidings and all that other shit. Great. Let's talk about your airplane. No, but this is important because it's important to listen to how he's twisting the word of the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
I was about to say the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
The word of Luke.
And the 12 were with him. And.
So ridiculous.
I like to say my prepositions correctly. The kingdom and
certain women, which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities,
like missing toes.
Now, here are three prominent women that went with him throughout every city and village where he was preaching and showing, you see there?
He looks evil.
He does look evil.
Eyes.
Yeah. He literally looks like the devil.
Yeah.
Like when you think of a caricature of devil, you think of Kenneth Copeland, to me, is the face of evil.
Yeah.
And his eyes are they're no color.
I know,
they're
clear.
His eyes are clear. His teeth are he's got too many teeth. They're vampire teeth.
I know. It's I want to look away.
Yeah, I know. Who sleeps with this guy?
Ugh.
Showing
lots of young boys.
Yes, lots of young boys. Allegedly. Allegedly. Settle down.
Three prominent women that had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils.
He doesn't even know his own Bible. Yeah. He's reading it as if he's never read it before. Magdalene?
Yeah.
It's Mary Magdalene. Yeah. Let's get it together.
Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, which ministered unto him of their substance. So he had with him three.
Hold on, I'm sorry. This just popped up on the bottom of the screen. So it has his name, Kenneth Copeland, but then on the left,
it says two.
A woodblock?
Yeah, it's a woodblock. This is back from 2013, and where he's preaching is called the Southwest
Something.
Believers Convention.
It made me think of South by Southwest.
Yeah, South by Southwest. South by South. This is like
kind of like a guitar too.
Yeah, this is like these annual conferences where they just get a bunch of fucking money. They get everyone all hyped up on the music and the preaching, and then they tell them to break out their checkbooks. These people make a ton of money in these conferences.
Prominent women that had been healed of infirmities and
who
evil.
Points like
who,
that?
Yeah, who points with three fingers? I did one in the stink and two in the pink. And I did the shaka for good measure. If you get them in the taint, the anus, and the clitoris, and you are ready to rock.
Spirits.
Well, he's used it because it's and that's what the flight attendants do.
Oh yeah, the flight attendants. Yeah, they use their their hands folded like this. Yes, the emergency exits are located.
The emergency exits are located. Thank you for flying Delta.
All right.
All right.
Now we know Jesus preached because in the fourth chapter of Luke. 18th verse, he stood up, found the place where it was written, 61st chapter of Isaiah.
He knows every passage that has to do with money mm-hmm. by the back of his hand, like the back of his hand, his creepy old
the
weird
back of his fingers.
Hand. Yeah, the back of his three fingers, one in the pink and two in the stink. But now I got to say. Did anybody understand the story in the first place?
Oh, something about prominent women.
Three prominent women. Cured by Jesus, walking down, showing the glad tidings that they had gotten. I'm assuming that means that they're collecting offerings or something like that for Jesus and his... I don't really know. Don't claim to know the Bible all that well, even though I've read it 3,000 times because I was obligated to do so at school. But now he's about to twist this all around that his airplane is justified.
And said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach. And the scripture said, he proclaimed that, or he preached that throughout all Judea. So he preached that same sermon, the blessing of the Lord, the blessing of Abraham. Nobody had ever heard it. All they heard was the law.
No one had ever heard it.
His eyebrows go up to the points.
I know, his eyes. Okay, now I'm going to take a picture of this.
Take a picture.
I hate when Chrissy takes pictures in the middle of our recording, but it's too good. Yeah. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. You got to check this out.
Here, for the camera. Look at him.
He looks crazy.
He is crazy. He's a crazy human being that everyone believes
crazy
has some special
fox.
Powers. That's right.
He came preaching the blessing of Abraham, and you're the seed of Abraham. You're blessed and didn't know it. And they wondered.
That's another.
I got a tickle in my pickle. Oh, he's getting excited because he's talking about his favorite subject, which is fucking you out of your money.
Yep.
The grace words that proceeded out of his mouth. And these three women gave their testimonies.
It's so ridiculous.
Three women were giving the testimonies to me last night. And I got a blowjob.
Can you see it? I mean, he's preaching and these women standing up and showing. Read again there what it said.
Showing their bosoms for dollars. Oh, Kenny, you don't even know the passage you're talking about.
He's going back to
the Bible because he forgot what he was talking. He forgot. He got so deep in his own bullshit, he forgot his bullshit.
And showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God.
Wow. You hear somebody? Wow. As if they understand a word that's being said right now.
How can you follow any of
I could this? Just say wow all the time too. Wow. How now, brown cow?
Showing
Listen.
the glad tidings of the kingdom of God.
Wow.
He was preaching and they were testifying. And the blessing of the Lord would just fall all over the place. They thought, wow, look at this. Look who they are, man. I mean, we've been told God wouldn't have anything to do with any one of those three women. But look at that. They've been healed. Evil spirits left their lives. Look at them. Look at those women standing up there. I mean, they're bright as sunshine. Woo! Glory to God. And great, marvelous, and wonderful things happen. Amen. Now.
Amen. Amen.
Do I get an amen?
Do I get an amen? Question mark. Like the old Bill Cosby. Yeah. Amen. Zoop. Question mark. Oh, was it? Does it do? Now I'm passing the basket right to you. Are you with me? You have your checkbook out?
Amen.
Okay, amen.
He began to preach then. And you come on down and he began to talk about a sower went out to sow seed. Now, notice this in verse 10. And he said, unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And he's talking about the mystery of seed time and harvest, the mystery of the hundredfold return.
What? How did he get that out of that?
There is, he just bamboozled you.
Yep.
He just bamboozled you
that's inclined. Called a transition.
Yeah, that's called a transition. And it's smooth as rubbing your dick on a cheese grater. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, mysteries. All of a sudden means mystery of seed.
Seed, harvest, time, and
money.
Hundredfold return.
Hundredfold return.
100% ROI. Unbelievable. Every director of marketing, also known as a seat warmer, who's ever had that job, trying to figure it out, and Kenny here figured it out, right? And Judah 8:18 or whatever. Let's listen to that again, because I think it's important. He just bamboozled.
Oh, yeah.
Mystery of seed time and harvest, the mystery of the hundredfold return. Now, who was
there is a mystery of the hundredfold return, because that's a guy who's been a seat warmer a couple times. It's really hard to get 100% ROI.
It is.
It's really hard to get 100% ROI, to spend a dollar to make one exact dollar
back.
He's
saying 100 times.
1X? Is that 1,000%
ROI? For every dollar, you get 100.
Oh, that's 1,000% return. Well, forget about it. I've only done that one time in my entire career. And that's when I was selling dollar spots at iHeart. Because you know what? When you have $0 and 0 cents on last year's P&L, and you sell $300 worth of streaming spots the next year, that's 3,000% return. It's crazy. Brian's a magician.
Just the 12? No. Back up to where we began. Look at that again.
Like he's telling them. No.
Hold on.
Back up.
Get your check. Don't stop writing the check. I need an extra zero. Give me a second to bamboozle you a little bit more.
In village preaching, showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women, and Susanna, and many others which ministered to him of their substance. Glory to God.
Glory to God. I don't even know what that means.
He's so creepy. Yeah.
No. He says glory to God when he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Exactly.
So that you think he knows what he's talking about and you can be in the know. See, if I'm Kenneth Copeland and I'm running this scam on everybody for many, many years, and I don't even know what I'm talking about, and I say stuff like, glory to God, just to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, when someone reports back to me, when someone calls back and says, hallelujah, right? I go, that guy doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. I just said bullshit. In my head, I'm like, he's an asshole too. Yeah.
They're good. They're right for the pickings. Yeah.
It's the people who are looking confused that I'm concerned about. The people who are like, what did he just say?
Partners with him. He had people that had joined themselves to his ministry. They were sowing money into what he was doing. And he turned around.
Oh, my God. What a cynical,
money.
What a cynical, shitty point of view. Jesus, I went to Catholic school all my life, and never once did any of the priests or nuns or pastors or anybody who was teaching us religion classes where we repeatedly read through the entire Bible and gave it its, you know, proper place and catechism perspective, never once did they ever take the story of Jesus Christ and start talking about his business partners.
Yeah, and
I mean, come on. The fuck? Kenneth, it wasn't a Jesus LLC. Man, that's tough.
And said to them, now, hey, folks, this is huge.
Oh my gosh, we have this exact same clip, don't we? I've cut this up before.
Huge. This is huge.
That's it.
He says it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
He turned around and said, it is given to you to know.
To know.
It is given to you to know. You have come to me, and I am giving what I have to you. And it is given to you to know.
I want you to see the one brother in this crowd, the one African-American, the one black guy in this crowd. Well, I mean, there's other black people in the crowd, but this one that's being shown on this particular camera angle, I want you to look at him.
His face, he's like,
he does not believe a word of this bullshit. Mom. He's like, I ain't going to take my money. No sirree, Bob. Mama did raise no fool.
The mysteries of the kingdom of God. The mystery of the hundredfold. The mysteries of divine health, the mysteries of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all things being added to you, right in the middle of all that turmoil out there where they're all running around, you know, like what? Somebody left the door.
What? What?
They're running around
in
you?
In turmoil? Who's running around me in turmoil? All those three ladies? Who got their toes back? What is going on here?
I don't know.
I'd be so confused.
I know.
We should honestly go to one of these one time just to go through the entire experience. Like a Hillsong. Like Hillsong is still around doing their thing.
Yep.
There's like now there's a new preacher named Judah that we're going to review soon.
Okay.
Who's like got this new eight. He really is the one that's with Justin Bieber now.
Uh-huh.
Like this guy, Judah. And I got to, Judah, I know it's a weird name for a preacher, but I got to say, I've watched a lot of Judah to come up with some clips. I actually like Judah.
Yeah.
I think Judah is full of shit and asking for money just like everybody else is. But what he says in between that is actually really spirited, like, you know, spiritual conversation. It's not just about, I'm taking this passage, I'm twisting it up so that you can run your Amex on my PayPal.
Yeah.
And that's what Kenny's been doing the entire time
hundredfold.
He's been a preacher. Hundredfold for many years. Peter Popoff, Kenneth Copeland, you know, Benny Hinn. They're all doing the same thing. And you guys, and I'm saying you guys, like, let's just say us, and we continue to fall for it over and over and over again. It's fucked up.
I'm on the chicken house, man, and all I'm trying to find something.
Yeah. Look at his shoes. Are those like zoot suit shoes?
Yeah, they are zoot suit shoes.
They're the black with the white on top.
I scab it to dab dab, I do it to dab.
He's a showman.
Yeah. I'm going to get your money. I'm going to get your money. So take out your goddamn wallet.
And here we are.
Oh, the baby in the crowd knows he's full of shit.
The devil's here!
Some of you may have thought that was my house, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no, it was on camera. This. Yeah.
We just kind of Cadillacing along. Just believe in God. You know, just get up right in the middle of everything and go to Texas.
What?
For a believer's convention.
I don't know.
Believer's convention.
He's all in his own bullshit
he
right
really
now. He's like, if I create enough of a smokescreen, they won't know where they are. And so when I ask them for their wallet, they'll do anything to get out of that current situation. It's like a hostage negotiation, but less friendly.
Go to church for 6 days, all day and all night. And the devil do his best to make you sick, make the kids sick, break down everything he can to try to keep you from coming, just to keep you from hearing what I'm telling you right now. Amen. that you can tell him, are you a liar and the father of it? I'm going, praise God. It has been given unto me to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Too bad, Mr. Devil, you can't understand a thing we're saying. Because you don't know.
He's psychotic.
He is literally psychotic. But by being this animated, by being this dramatic, by the dramatic pauses and the low voices and the highs and the lows, he is emotionally pulling on your strings. Yeah. It's just like when we talked about the Hillsong music, how good this Hillsong music really is. It's as good as any Celine Dion song you've ever heard.
Yeah.
And it emotionally charges you up. Yes. Praise be. Celine Dion. And it goes on for 26 minutes, constantly going up, edging. It's edging.
It is edging.
Like, just like in Tantra Yoga, when you edge, which means you get right up there and then you back off. And then you get right up there and then you back off. Uh-huh. And they do the same thing musically and emotionally inside of these sermons. And he's doing this right now. And that's why he's using his voice in such a weird way. That also, and he's a certifiable insane human being. He should be in a Looney Tune bin. Him in his fucking zoot suit shoes.
And won't ever know. Amen. 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 Angels don't know everything.
That's right. That's right. Fucking angels. I have been saying this to my wife for 20 years. Fucking angels don't know shit. Oh, it's coming down here curing people and floating through the clouds. I'm driving a Ram 250, and I got 12 acres in Woodland, New Arizona.
I love the guy that said, that's right.
That's right. He came back so quick. That's what I'm saying. He's like, he's as if he had known this his whole life. Those angels are full of it. If we go, I'm going to be like, that's right, full of shit. Don't get it. I would get crazy at one of these. What if I just got crazy? Yes. What if I just got as excited as he did?
I'll have my iPhone video.
Yeah, that's what needs to happen. I just need to get as excited as Kenny does about everything.
Devils don't know anything. And the scripture says the manifold wisdom of God is made known to principalities and powers. See, principalities and powers are not all devils. Angels not come
his.
Under.
Yeah, not his. And why is he talking about manifolds? He's putting car parts in there. Have you seen the TikTok trend where that one guy, he's talking in all that weird scientific language? Oh my God, it's the funniest thing you've ever seen. So, okay, I don't want to get into it because I can't do it right, but he's like, the flux capacitor then turns into the oblong bombaduda. He says all these words that are not real words, but he's saying them so seriously.
Right, confidently.
That you believe that what he's saying is true. But it's the funniest thing. This is what Kenny is doing.
Yep.
He's like, when you put the stovepipe in the manifold and then the angels come down through the cirrus, you are getting into the loposphere and the troposphere. You understand me?
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Principalities and powers, angelic, there's two-thirds of them didn't fall. But principalities and powers and rulers of the
darkness. I can't follow this. Two-thirds of them didn't fall. Is he talking about angels?
He's talking about the angels didn't fall down. You know, the angels didn't fall down to hell. It suits him to be in this universe when it's in this universe.
I'm taking a picture
of that. That looks like he's about to kiss somebody with those creepy lips of his. Man, he's got a makeup artist that makes a lot of money, I bet.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Hair. Oh, makeup and hair.
You know, underneath that, that is pubic hair right there on top of his head. I promise you that is. Kenny Copeland wears pubic hair on his head.
Grafting it.
Yeah. He's got ball hair on his head.
This world and wicked spirits in heavenly place, they don't know anything. The angels learn the manifold wisdom of God through the church. We find it out, they find it out. Amen.
Amen. I just gave you a whole nother line of bullshit. Amen. Hello?
It's ridiculous.
Am I losing yet? I talked about the principalities and the principalities and the manifolds and the angels and two-thirds goes into one-half six times. 3.4 divided by amen. 2 equals pi. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Huh? Did I lose a dollar? What happened? You're not going to pay me anymore? Because you didn't believe that part? Come on, most of it was good. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. What a day. Whew. What a day here at the commercial break. Nonstop laugh. We should eat mushrooms more often.
Yep.
Oh, good old Kenny Copeland. We love him. I'll tell you what. I'll save that video. I'll press pause. I'll put it on the server. We'll get back to it. And maybe next episode. You don't know. You don't know. That's just too fun. It's an hour-long video. I think I could do the whole hour. I think we could make a whole season out of just this video of Kenneth Copeland.
I don't know if I can bear, like, my eyes hurt after looking at him.
I know. He's so disturbing. Creepy. Yeah. And listen, it's not about beautiful or not beautiful. It's about genuinely scary-looking human beings.
Yes.
Go look at Kenneth Copeland. Go look at a recent picture of Kenneth Copeland. Or go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, and you can watch this episode in all its edited glory. Morgan's going to do a wonderful job. She's going to give you nice, good close-ups of Kenneth Copeland. I guarantee it. Actually, Morgan, please give many good close-ups of Kenneth Copeland. Nah, she would do it. She wouldn't even know. Because Morgan's wonderful. And Christina is wonderful. And all the people that work with us and for us are wonderful.
Thank you.
From Will the Champ to Roxanne to Marianne, Tina, Astrid, Jeff, everybody. Everybody who's working for us and with us, we just really appreciate it. What's that?
Kenneth.
I'd put Kenny on
Without
the payroll.
Without you, we wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, that's true. If so Kenneth ever fell
thanks.
From grace, if he, you got to give thanks. If he ever fell from grace and didn't have a job, he's like bankrupt on the street, I'd hire him here.
Oh,
I really would. Just to see what he smells like. And then to put my hand through his pubic hair. All right. So I told you about youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Please subscribe. We would certainly appreciate it. I'd also like you to go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I. Listen to all the audio, watch all the video, but most importantly, get your free 21 EPM sticker. You can do that by hitting the Contact Us button, tell us you want that sticker, and give us your physical address. We'll send it off along with a nice little note from Chrissy and I.
Aw,
I know.
So sweet.
Oh my gosh, we're out of time. 1-855-TCB-8383, 855-TCB-8383, toll free from anywhere in the world. Text us, comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all. Chrissy, I guess that's all we can do for today.
So, Brian.
So I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say we do say and we must say
goodbye.